Greetings, everyone. This is the 18th day of January, 2023. This is your Freedom Club EnviroRenew Creator Call. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. We have Lois with us tonight. Hi, Lois.
Hello.
And Lois, if you'd be so kind to guide us through our grounding exercise, we'd appreciate that.
Yes, and before we do that, we will do a correction for a reversal. And to do the correction, you will take your right elbow and either go toward or touch your left knee. Then take your left elbow and either go toward or touch your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. And that is a correction for a reversal. And for those of you who do muscle testing, you always do a test first for something that you know is true, such as today is Wednesday. And if you were doing muscle testing and you got a no answer for that, it would mean that you are in reversal. And what we just did is called the cross crawl, and that is the correction for a reversal. And now I would like everyone to take a few swallows of water. And what we will be doing from now on, you will have your eyes closed, so you should not be driving, should be in a quiet location, no TV, no music, and you can be sitting or lying down, just be in a very comfortable position for yourself. And take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Tom, I return the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. And we'll take just a moment here and tune up a few things. Welcome. We're We're so pleased you could join us tonight. I know you all have busy lives, but something has prompted you to come to these calls, and this one in particular. Some of you have been on the calls earlier this week, and we appreciate that. And Creator has some special gifts that he'll be providing to you as we chat here tonight. We have made a huge inroad into the darkness with the Creator's blessing and guidance. Lois and I have been very diligent in 7 years here, knocking out chunks and chunks, big ones, huge ones, small ones, everything that comes forward or everything we find. And that may sound like an endless job, and sometimes it feels that way. But considering the darkness has been here for 13,000 years, has embedded themselves deeply into every aspect of our lives, including every person on the planet, many things on the planet, such as your home or electronics, buildings, it's been quite a journey. We've learned a lot on that time. We learned about the various devious methods the dark ones use, how they can hide themselves, how they can do things indirectly and make it look like so-and-so did an evil thing to us. So we got into the blame game, didn't we? And, of course, the media amplified that on every call, telling us, oh, so-and-so is at fault. Who did this? Who's at fault? It's always pointing the finger somewhere. But indeed, then we've learned over the years that it wasn't the person that initiated that action, but the darkness controlling that person initiated that darker, nasty event. And we've all blamed someone for this or that, and still are, perhaps. Yes, you need to be away from and protected from people who can harm you, of course, until that darkness has been resolved. During dinner, I flipped on the TV, and there was a rerun of Get Smart. Some of you might recall that from, I think it was the 60s, maybe into the 70s. And Agent 86 was Get Smart, his wife, 99, Agent 99. And there was a particular episode where someone was bombing various public monuments or buildings. And her job was to find this person and stop them. Well, it turned out the particular building they were going to blow up during this episode was the IRS building in D.C. And, how many of you are saying, gee, I was rooting for the bad guys? Not to harm any people, of course, but to get rid of the evil IRS. And we could say the same for the CRA in Canada. But it was kind of ironic that they would have chosen that particular episode or building to blow up. But that's our tendency, isn't it, to want to destroy the dark ones that have messed with us. And we've had plenty. So what is our purpose here then on this planet as we seek wonderful things in our lives and we've seen horrible things? And we're being bounced around from, you know, one to the other. Maybe we are more focused on the problems of our lives because they're painful and we want them to end. Well, this is a school that you've joined. You may not have been told that, but definitely weren't. But as you went through the school, you got a lot of lessons. Some we've learned, some we haven't. Every time there's a crisis in your life, a challenge, a hurt, we have two choices, perhaps many more than that, but two basic choices. Either avoid and ignore and run away from the challenge or learn from it. Most of us have been busy running away from it, trying to make it stop, go away, leave me alone, all our lives, and yet, because we haven't learned the lesson that it was there to teach you, it reappeared again and again. Different people, different places, but the same theme, the same theme. So there's a lesson in itself. So the only way to remove yourself from this boogeyman that keeps chasing you all your life is to stop and face it and say, what is it you're trying to tell me? What's the message I need to learn from this? See, the dark is our teacher. A mean, nasty one, for sure. But it's here to teach us things in a very blunt, brutal way sometimes. Hurtful way, harmful way. But you can't miss that it's there. It's not subtle. It doesn't sneak up on you. Sometimes they do some things in that manner for other purposes, but by and large, they do a slam-bam on you, and it hurts like the dickens, doesn't it? And the first reaction, you put your hand on a hot stove, you're going to remove it quickly. You probably curse the stove, get some cold water on it, get some ointment on it. But then you learn. It's not smart to put your hand on that hot thing. And that was the lesson that stove taught you. Well, let's use that same logic with those who've hurt us. What lesson were they giving us in a rather brutal way? What is it I needed to learn from this so I can then end the constant return of this energy again, again, and again? In other words, face your dragon. Seems scary, overwhelming. Not to kill it, not to throw stones at it, but to learn. It was there to bring you a lesson. And then it'll go away. So find a particular one in your life that's been haunting you. Maybe, again, different persons, different times, different places, but very similar things keep recurring in your life. Would you like it to end? What was the lesson you were to learn from each of those experiences? Maybe multiple lessons. So open your heart, stay in your grounding as you are. Listen to your heart space. Your heart will always speak the truth. When we're out of our heart, ego takes over, and ego could care less if it's true or not. He just wants to control things. But listen to your heart. And the subtle message of why these things are happening to you will appear. Perhaps it originated at a very early age. Doesn't matter when it happened. It's just as vital as if it happened minutes ago. But if you are being intimidated by certain situations, chastised by them, humiliated by them, embarrassed by them, fearful of them, angry at them, sad about them, stare the stare the devil right in the eye from your heart, and from your heart send light and love to the eyes of that rascal, that devil, that demon that's been haunting you. Let Creator's light flow from your heart to you to dissolve all that you have feared. Stand strong. When you stand strong in truth, you cannot be hurt. You can overcome everything. And stare down that darkness, that evil, that hurt, that pain, and realize from your heart, with Creator's light and love, you are stronger than any darkness. I take a nice in-breath in of light and love. Bring it into your heart space. Fill your heart with Creator's light and love. Filling your heart and your body and your entire essence. And just feel your body changing, coming into a peaceful place, a loving place, a calm place, a healed place. Take another in-breath in through your nose and bring it down into your heart space. Hold, and then let it out slowly through tight lips. Do it again. In-breath. Hold. Let it out slowly through tight lips. And again, in-breath. Hold. And let it out slowly through tight lips. And just notice your body. Things are happening. Things are readapting, readjusting. You've made a shift in your body, a positive one. And be thankful to Creator for this gift you have just received. And now, what was the lesson that was brought to you now that you're in a calm, positive space? What was the lesson you were to have learned from that experience? Could be several. What are you learning now? Why was that occurring in your life? What have you avoided learning all these years, and now suddenly the window is opened and you can see clearly? Maybe you're learning you were actually in charge all the while, but weren't able to access those inner gifts. But now you can. That's very empowering. What's another fear you had? Another demon that you've been avoiding? Maybe it's financial. Perhaps you've had financial challenges all your life. Or at strategic times in your life. Well, there's a demon there that has been haunting you, messing with you, tripping you up again and again. Go get yourself grounded again in your heart space, solidly with Creator's light and love. And bring forth that demon. You're protected. And stare the demon right in the eye. Fearlessly. With strength from your inner self, from your heart. And bring forth Creator's light and love through you. And through your eyes and your intention, and dissolve that wicked being, that essence, the darkness that has haunted you. Dissolve every component of it, all aspects of it, all associated with it, completely and fully. As it extinguishes and vaporizes into nothingness, take another in-breath of Creator's light and love. Bring it into your heart space. Hold. Fill your body with Creator's light and love, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And again, bringing that light and love through your nose into your heart space. Hold again. Fill your essence with Creator's light and pure love. And let that out slowly through tight lips. And a third time, bring in that beautiful light, healing light and love into your heart space. And let it process. Heal, and then slowly let that light and breath out through your tight lips, very, very slowly, and feel Creator's light and love healing all aspects of that pain, evaporating it, gone, transmuting it to nothingness. And just feel your body being filled now as you ground in your heart with a new vibration of prosperity, of vibrant health, of inner peace, of inner knowing. Now as that pain has evaporated and what's left is just peace and tranquility and inner knowing, what was the lesson that darkness had brought for you to learn? Perhaps you're learning you are have been always in control of your own life when you come from your heart. And function from truth and love. Perhaps you're finding your heart for the first time. Embrace your heart. Your spiritual or your etheric heart. Embrace it. This is your real, true empowerment. It can bring you all that you need. And will bring you all that you need when you fully accept, immerse yourself in that heart space, your heart space. You're becoming now one with your entire self. You have many, many components. Share this loving feeling with your entire essence. All of you. Your entire being. Your total self. And become your true self. An empowered being based in solidly in love in your heart and grounded with Mother Earth. And give gratitude and thanks to Mother Earth and Creator for these gifts that have been hidden from you, and they're revealing themselves now to you. You are truly more than you could have ever imagined. This is now awakening within you. You are a being of success, prosperity, love, kindness. With great gratitude for these gifts you are now receiving, awakening to, that have been buried for so long. Perhaps there's yet another demon out there that has persisted and raised havoc with you over the years. Solidly ground yourself in your heart space and bring that forward. And from the power within you, your creator-given power, look into the eyes of that demon and watch it melt, dissolve, extinguish to nothingness. Solidly anchored in your grounding, in your heart space, as your true essence awakens and is dissolving all that pain, all that hurt, into nothingness. And all that's left is a beautiful lesson, or lessons. What are these? Or was that darkness there to teach you that has now evaporated? What was the lesson that came from those experiences that you now can learn? What is your heart telling you? Perhaps you're humbled by what you're learning. It seems so obvious now what that lesson is. But we've run away from it all our lives, and now it's so easy, so simple, so revealing. And feel your body with that new lesson growing stronger from your heart, from your grounding, raising you up higher and higher in the vibrational spirit that you are. In the school of Hard Knocks, it was loaded with lessons. And that's all they were there for. So take your lessons and grow. And when you do, those demons are evaporated, they're gone. Take another cleansing breath in through your nose, into your heart space, bring in Creator's light, love, and healing. Hold, and let it out slowly through tight lips. Again, in breath, hold, let it out slowly through tight lips. Fill your entire essence with Creator's light, love, and healing. And once again, in-breath, fill your entire essence and your heart space with Creator's light, love, and healing, and let it out slowly through tight lips. And there's another demon out there somewhere that's been haunting you, creating some kind of a fear, anger, resentment, blame, shame. Bring this demon forward, this darkness. Ground yourself, heart. From your heart space with Creator's light and love, stare down that darkness and watch it dissolve, dissipate, and be extinguished totally and permanently. For all the times, many, many times it has appeared, every one of those are dissolving, being extinguished, along with all the others we've done, all the way back to the first experience, and all in between, then and now. They're all dissolving. Gone. And what appears, if I'm your teacher, that is now gone is the lesson. Or lessons. What are they? What is it? why did they haunt you again and again and again? To teach you a very valuable lesson. And what is that lesson or lessons? Light and love will always overcome hurt, pain of any sort, any darkness of any sort, any villain of any sort. Creator's light and love now within you has dissolved the hurt, the pain. Your body is processing and revealing to you now that lesson or lessons. What are they? And how are you growing with that new knowledge? Stay grounded in your heart space and let this new knowledge assimilate throughout your entire essence. All aspects of you. And bathe yourself in the glow and the warmth and the love of Creator's gift to you. Feel your body healing physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And accept Creator's truth, Creator's light and love into every aspect of your essence, replacing what was there with Creator's truth, light and love. You are returning to and becoming your true self. Again, give gratitude to Creator and Mother Earth for these blessings that have come to you. Now as you look to life, to your heart space, and grounded, what do you see now? A world of opportunity? A world of possibilities? A world where you're successful? Prosperous, functioning totally from your heart and grounded. Feel an essence of Creator within you. A deep inner knowing. That is yours forever. and let that light, love, and knowingness of Creator replace all that is no longer true with what is true. Trust Creator's true light and love, and accept all that is true, and watch the others that are not true, concepts, ideas, beliefs, just dissipate, and bring in Creator's truth and love and light as you are grounded and deeply in your heart space. Feel yourself being flushed and purged of all that is no longer serves you, that is no longer true. As a continual flow of Creator's light and love is purging all that is no longer there for you, that would no longer support you because it was not based in truth and love. You feel Creator's love displacing that. Every pore of your body, every cell of your body, bone, heart, organs, glands, joints, every system in your body, your blood, your nervous system, every system in your body being purged of what no longer serves you and replaced by what is pure truth, light, and love. And embrace the truth. Accept it fully. As you become deeper and deeper engaged with your grounding with Mother Earth and your heart connection with Creator, and every other issue that has been problematic in your life, as these energies continue to flow in and eradicate all of them, they're just dissipating. There's no basis for them being here. They no longer and never did serve you. And being replaced by Creator's truth, light, and love. Feel yourself growing in self-responsibility, in honor, in trust for the truth, in the truth found in your heart, in respect for yourself at all levels, in respect for Creator's light, love, and healing, in respect for Mother Earth and all she has provided us, our sustenance in this game of learning. And any other hurt or pain that is floating into your awareness from your grounding position, from your power center of light and love in your heart, just stare down and dissolve all of those hurts as they come forward. They're all meaningless other than to leave you a lesson once they're gone. So collect your lessons one by one. You discover your true meaning for this life, why you were here. Was to learn these lessons. And once you're fully in your heart and grounded and learned your lessons, you'll be ready for leaving this life, graduating to a new beginning without darkness whatsoever. In other words, school's out. Graduation time. So we're in final exams, if you will, learning our lessons that we maybe have neglected throughout our lifetime. And now we are finally allowed, because of our accepting Creator's light and love and dissolving the hurts and the pains, we're able to find those lessons and embed them within us. And any others that float in that are painful, harmful, hurtful, stay grounded from your heart space with Creator's light and love in your heart. Stare down and dissolve all those hurts until they extinguish. Poof. They're gone. And they left their beautiful lesson behind for you to accept, learn from, assimilate. So what are these lessons? Take another in-breath in through your nose, into your heart space. Hold, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. As you are assimilating these lessons, again, in-breath, hold, let it out slowly through tight lips. And again, in-breath, hold, and out through tight lips slowly as you learn your new lessons. And assimilate them deeply into your entire being. Are you starting to see the folly of the life that you have led? Because you are being led by darkness in so many ways. And with those evaporated and those lessons learned, it wasn't folly at all. It was simply a teaching lesson. Took you down some bumpy roads, though, didn't it? But now you've cracked open your learning center and are absorbing your whole lifetime of lessons that have been ignored and now are being revealed to you, preparing you for your new life, based in grounding and heart-centered, with Creator at the center of all of this, and Mother Earth supporting you. Just do a life review now and look back at your entire life, things that you've used to resent or blame or be angry at or fearful of, and are there any left? If there are, bring them forward. Ground yourself, heart-centered, with Creator's light and love, stare them down, dissolve them, extinguish them. Take the lesson that they brought, absorb it, assimilate it, be one with it. And if there's another that still has some pain, Go to it. Bring it forward. Ground from your heart. Retreaters light and low. Stare it down. Dissolve it. Extinguish it. Poof. It's gone, leaving a lesson behind. A wonderful learning lesson. What is it? Be at peace with it. Assimilate it. And there may be yet another coming forward now that has some negative connotation to it. Bring it forward. Bring the demon. Stare it down. Ground yourself. Dissolve it with Creator's light and love from your heart. It's gone. Take your lesson. What is it? What was the lesson from that one? Bring that lesson into your heart space and ground with it. Make it part of you, along with all the lessons. This is the new you being reformed, being revealed to your love. Take another deep breath in through your nose, breathing Creator's light, love, and healing into your heart space. Let it flow throughout your body, throughout your entire essence. And then let it out slowly through tight lips. Again, take a deep breath in through your nose. Bring it in Creator's light, love, and healing to your heart space, and expanding out through your entire essence, healing through light and love. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And a third time, bring in that beautiful light, love, and healing, cleansing, purifying your entire essence. Hold, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Feel your energies floating higher and higher as you assimilate and accept more truth, more Creator's light and love, filling your entire being, all aspects of you. You've come into this game of Earth, the school of Earth, to learn lessons. And you are to be congratulated for doing just that. What else is showing up from your life history? Just review it. Anything else out there that's troublesome, hurtful, harmful, not yet resolved? Find it. Bring it forward. Ground yourself again. And with Creator from your heart, with Creator's light and love, stare down that hurt, that pain, the disappointment, that shame, that blame. Until it's dissolved. Leaving behind a beautiful lesson. What is it? and bring that lesson into your heart space and into your deep essence as a permanent part of you. Search again through your life. Find anything else that is a bump, a glitch, a hurt, a pain. Bring it forward from your grounding, from your heart space with Creator's light and love. Stare into that darkness and watch it evaporate. Poof, gone. And there's a lesson. What is it? Assimilate your lesson into your total being, your total essence, into your heart space, into your grounding. You're rebuilding yourself as your true self. Find another one, scan through your life. Where's the next hurt? Find it. Bring it forward. Grounded. Heart space with Creator's light and love. Stare it down to evaporated state. Poof, it's gone. Light is powerful. Truth is powerful. What lesson did it leave for you to learn? Bring that truth, that knowledge, that wisdom into your heart and into your grounding, into your total essence. Make it part of you. The rebuilding. The return to your true self. And find another hurt, a wound, a shame, a blame, a disappointment. Bring it forward from your grounding, from your heart, from Creator's light and love. Stare down that darkness and watch it disappear. Poof, it's gone, extinguished forever, and it left behind a beautiful lesson. What is that lesson? Light is powerful, light is, and truth is powerful. It overcomes everything. Take your new lesson, assimilate it into your heart space, into your grounding, into your total essence. Another building block for your new self. Let's take another in-breath now. Creator's light and love, bring it down in through your nose into your heart space. Hold, fill your essence with that beautiful new energy and light and love and cleansing. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Another in-breath into your heart space. Let Creator's light, love, and healing permeate every aspect of your being, every cell in your body, every aspect of your entire essence, flooded with the healing light, love from Creator, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Again, in-breath. Hold, feel the cleansing, doing its job, and then let that breath out slowly through tight lips, removing anything that no longer serves you. And assess yourself. Now you're in total being, in essence. Who are you now? Who have you become? Or what have you released within you that has always been there and now expanding greater and greater in truth and light and love, coming directly from Creator? You're finding your true essence, your true being, your true purpose for playing in this game was to awaken, assimilate your lessons, assimilate truth, and dispense with all that is not in truth and all that is not in love. And feel yourself what Creator's light, love, and truth. You are so much more than you thought you were. And you're beginning to reflect that, feel that, know that. Just bathe now in your new essence, your new truth, your new foundation that has been cleansed for you and replaced. Anything that wasn't in truth has been replaced with truth, Creator's truth. Anything not in light and love has been replaced with Creator's light and love, your light and love. And as you view yourself and yourself within this earth experience, what do you see now? What do you feel now? Who are you now? Who are you becoming? Why are you here? What is important in your life now? What does it feel like to be uplifted to a higher viewing point in your life? To see things from truth, from your heart, from grounding. You see differently? You understand it was just simply darkness that was infused, messing with you and messing with everyone else? There are no bad people. There's simply darkness messing with them and messing with you, but no longer. Because you're functioning from the grounding and heart centering with Creator's light and love that overcomes all, cleanses all, purifies all. And you're ready to take on new challenges. Step by step. Doing things you thought you could never do, but now they are ready for you to move forward without the obstacles. Move forward with bold steps, grounded and in your heart with Creator's light and love and truth. And you'll walk right through what once were challenges, now they'll just evaporate as you move forward. By your own initiative. Grounded in your heart with Creator's light and truth. You are transforming in wondrous ways with Creator's light, love, and truth. That can never be erased. It's now permanently part of you, solidly grounded in your heart. The truth from Creator, light and love from Creator. And blessed by Mother Earth. Simply allow these wonderful gifts to permanently enjoin with your total essence, your total being, your earth self, your higher self, your God self, and all aspects of you. To unify as one. Blessed and grounding in Creator's light and love and truth. another in-breath. In through your nose, into your heart space, what creates light, love, healing, and truth. Coming into your essence at a deeper and deeper level. Hold it, let it extend out to all essences of yourself. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Again, in-breath. Bring in light and love into your heart space, creates light, love, and truth. Let it extend and permeate every aspect of your essence. As you ground and let that now flow through your lips ever so slowly. And once again, in breath, hold, let it flood every aspect of your being, dissolving, removing, releasing all that no longer serves and replacing it with creator's light, love, and truth. And let that breath out ever slowly through tight lips. To Creator for these blessings that you have received. And now provide your thanks and gratitude to Mother Earth for all she has provided for our sustenance on this experience. Our experience to finding truth, learning our lessons, growing, returning to our true selves. And who are you now? And why are you here? What is your future? How have you grown? What are you now inspired to do? How will you accomplish this? Will you do this by grounding with Mother Earth? By being heart-centered? By functioning from your heart and being grounded? Guided by truth from your heart. You have been truly blessed with Creator's light, love, healing, and truth. Take another in-breath into your nose, into your heart space. Hold and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And do that a time or two more as you feel the need as we come back to the moment. And we'll be opening up our line here in a moment. Okay, let's take a moment here and let's check in with Lois and see how your experience went tonight, Lois.
Very unique. There were times when I felt really, really warm. There were times when I felt things just literally leaving my body. And it brought, what we went through brought to mind things I have not thought about in, that happened many, many years ago in my life. But I looked at them through new eyes. And one thing I realized is that when I was happiest, I was more heart-centered. And when I started chasing money, relationship, being reactionary to what was going on, and really not being in my heart, I wasn't happy, and things weren't going right in my life. And it's very easy to blame that on others, but in looking back through all of this, I realized it was that unhappiness was me not being in my heart and not fully functioning from my heart.
Mm-hmm. When the call, excuse me, when the call started tonight, I had no idea what I would speak about. I was totally guided by a creator to provide what you heard here tonight and what you experienced here tonight. All comes from Creator and Mother Earth. Keep her grounding. So let's give another thanks to Creator and Mother Earth in your own quiet way. And star 6 and the 1 key if you have a comment, question, something to express. We'd love to chat with you about that or listen. And on the international line, star 2. And before we move on, Lois, was there anything more that you wanted to share?
No, that pretty much covers it.
You did very well. Thank you for your honest, heart-centered experience tonight. All right, let's start with our first hand up here. We have, who is doing this? First name?
Daryl.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say that was a really good call. For some reason, I have a lot of pain in my left-hand abdomen and the left-hand side of my head, and I'm not sure as to why.
Lois, are you picking up anything there? I think it might be best if you drop us an email, and we'll could spend a little more quality time on that.
Okay, thank you.
Unless, Lois, you're finding something right now.
Not right now, no.
Okay. All right, we'll watch for the email. And
thank you very much to you, Lois, Creator and the Earth. Thank you.
And may you be blessed.
You too, thank you.
We have Francis with us. Hi, Francis.
Good evening. Of all the sessions I've had, this is the one I had the most dominant experience and feelings. The first one was probably about two-thirds way through. It felt like a bomb of heat started in the middle of my body from my heart center and exploded out. It instantly warmed my whole body out. And Lois made a nice comment there. I don't know if the same has happened to me, but is that possibly purging of all this garbage entities out of my body, past energies, whatever? Is this just short? I can get my body heat up from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Just instantly. The second thing that happened, second thing was as the session went on, I could feel every deep breath we took in, I was able to get a lot more oxygen into my lungs and heart center. It's more and more and more each time. It's just like figuring. It was so nice. It felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
Very dominant, both of them. So, yes, thank you for everything. I'm Lois, and thank you, Creator. Thank you, Mother Earth. Absolutely fabulous session. Thank you.
Well, awesome experience, Francis. That's good to hear. This was indeed a very deep session, more so, I think you're right, than we've had to date. And it was time. It was time, so you did very well. And it'll take our bodies a little while to assimilate all that happened here tonight, so be gentle with yourselves. Probably take 24 hours or so to fully assimilate and process all that has happened here tonight. But so good to hear you got a wonderful experience, and may you be blessed.
Thank you, and may you all be blessed.
And next we have Bonnie on the line. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Today I wasn't feeling well last night after dinner, and so today when I got on the call, I got on a little bit late, and it's just like I've been really challenged with being distracted. So I had a really hard time and just wondering if I, you know, received or if, you know, I'm reversed or out of my heart space or not grounded or something.
You're where you need to be. You're grounded in your heart, and you're accepting, receiving. And for those who do come late on occasion, I do a follow-up during the call multiple times to ground everyone, keep them in their heart space and so forth, so that you do get your lesson that you came here to learn tonight. And in fact, through it all, what lesson or lessons have you learned from your experience?
Me? Oh. Well, I understand, you know, life is hard, but that everything that we go to, we learn lessons, you know, and that's for our betterment. So,
what is, give me one lesson that you've learned tonight.
Well, I feel like, you know, people say, oh, well, life, you know, it's fair, it's fair. And it's like, no, life is not unfair, but it's not because of Creator. It's because of the darkness. That life is such as it is.
When you brought forth some of the hurtful experiences of your life, we went through several of those. What was one lesson you gained from those experiences?
Well, how to be unconditional love and forgiving of people who are just, you know, horrible, even if they're their family, even if they're family, that, you know, it's like,
lesson. That's not the lesson.
Well,
those are nice things to do after you've let the pain go, but you might benefit from starting from scratch on the recording and going through this again in a quiet place where you have no interruptions. And
okay.
I think you'll find the effect of that will be much deeper than you're so far accepting. So you may need a redo, and that's perfectly normal for many, especially if you come to the call a little bit wackadoodled, as you said, and come in late. You're not really as getting into the place you needed to be to fully accept all that was provided here tonight. So I would strongly suggest, I'll be posting this in about a half hour after the call, and any time from thereafter you can pull it up on the site and with no distractions and just go through it fully from beginning to end, and I think you'll find you'll get a whole lot from it. Okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, and may you be blessed.
And you too. May you be blessed. We have Richard with us. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Tom and Lois and Creator and Mother Earth. Just wanted to thank you for a great session tonight. I thought it was very good. I feel a lot lighter than I did before we started. And I think I missed maybe some steps somewhere during the process and just wanted to know if I got everything accomplished I needed to, for one thing.
Well, let's check. Yes, a whole lot happened here tonight, a lot more than we realized happened. As Lois expounded on, things seem to be, and Francis mentioned that too, things are just like, poof, purging from his body. And some of us are tuned in enough to feel that, others may not, but it was happening for you and for others as well. Yes, you did assimilate, and you're still processing a great deal. It'll take you a good 24 hours or more to, you know, like all of us, to process all of this. But I'll ask you, namely a particular lesson that you found quite valuable in those various steps we went through. One jumped out at you as perhaps quite profound?
I think the main thing was to learn to relax and trust Creator for your healing and relieving you of your troubles.
Well, when you brought forth one of those demons, as I call them, stared them down and they evaporated, and what was the lesson from one of those that was revealed to you? What was the lesson? In other words, you had that experience, it was painful, it was hurtful, but within it was something beautiful, a lesson. Once the pain was erased, what was one of the lessons you learned, why you had that experience, and what it was there to teach you?
I think the main thing was to forgive yourself.
Okay. And you had many come forward, and, you know, I want you to process those individually as you brought forth these various experiences of your life. Each one had a unique lesson in it. Maybe some were similar, but some were quite unique. And over the next 24 hours, 48 hours, it'd be really good to review that and find out what you have learned. It's there. It's still in you. It's just that maybe it hasn't come fully to your consciousness yet. So I'd suggest you explore that over the next day or so.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
And thank you for your presence here tonight, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed also. Thank you so much.
Okay, any other comments, thoughts, questions before we move on? This call was recorded and is available for replay if you feel it's appropriate for you. And in many cases, it may be. In others, maybe you just need that time to reflect on the lessons that you have brought forward. You were in some cases in a very deep place in yourself, in your spirit, in your mind, body, and may not have yet recognized what you have learned. So I think a whole lot more happened here that you are currently aware of, so just allow, get a good night's sleep, and allow to reflect on that in the next day or so, and I think you'll find many wonderful learning gifts are still there for you to assimilate. Okay, any last calls here? We'll check once more. It looks like we're quiet. So I'm going to wrap up our call. Okay, back to Lois. Final wrap-up, Lois.
Drink plenty of water over the next few days to help your body as you process everything that was done tonight.
Absolutely, and thank you, Lois, for your presence here tonight. Thank you, Mother Earth, for your wonderful blessings, and thank you especially our Creator for the beautiful gifts of healing, light, and love that have been provided for so many. And with that, we'll call this unwrapped, and may you all be blessed. Good night.